Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, also known as the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted that all of you are on the line. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, all of my veteran friends, all of my new friends, all of those individuals who are inboxing me and who are emailing me and who I'm making connections with, all of the people in the industry. I say thank you so much for your listening support. And any time that you want to join in and tell us how good God is, feel free to do so on the AlfredaLoveShow.com. On tonight, we're going to have an exciting night because, as you all know, we have moved up our prayer night till tonight. Because on tomorrow, God's Word, we're going to listen to our top Billboard gospel artists. And so as I was preparing for the show, the Lord spoke, and he said, with this particular ministry, we need to pray tonight because God is already moving. How do I know? Because God has moved in my life today. He's moving every day, but God is opening up many opportunities and many doors and platforms in order for the Word of God to go forth and in order for the knowledge that God has given me throughout life and college to go forth. He's setting me up on platforms, and God did that today, just today. And so God says that you must be ready and prepared, he says, because you're going to have a multitude of people that come before you and ask that you step on their platform, and you have to be ready, and you have to be covered. And so not only me, but this goes for you as well, because God is getting ready to do some magnificent things in our lives, and I want to make sure that if you're listening to the Alfreda Love Show, that I prepare you and I cover you in the blood of Jesus, and that God is with you from the top of your head to the sole of your feet, because the desires of your heart, of our hearts, are coming to pass, and God is doing it less than 24 hours. And so we don't have time to waste. Time is at hand. We don't know the day nor the hour in which God is going to call us into our destiny, and we have to be ready. And I don't want anyone to be caught off guard, because if the Lord is going to bless you in a couple of hours, I want to make sure that you're covered. God says, advance your prayers. Advance your prayers, because God is getting ready to open doors, and we have to ask God to bless us and give us the wisdom in order to think and to make sound decisions about our lives and about the will of God, and have our ears open to the Word of God, and to know that God is with us, and know that this is the will of God, and to have our hands open for anything or any opportunity or any plan that God has for us. And when we touch it and reciprocate it, God says that it will be successful and prosper. Then he says your feet. He says your feet, our feet must be anchored, anchored into the destiny, he says, so that we won't get off what? Balance. Because God is shifting. He's doing some new things. He's turning our minds around for the good. And so when it's time to go out, right, then God says he wants us covered. Because I had no idea that today some opportunities will come where we can spread the message of God. I had no idea. And God says he wants us to be covered. He don't want us to go out uncovered. He said he wants to be covered so that we have an extra portion of anointing. And so the revelation may go before us. And so the word may go before us in order to set the atmosphere of where God is going to bring us to. Amen. Praise God. Now then, whew, Lord Jesus, that was a lot. That was like that's the message right there. Okay, we're going to go ahead and go into Psalm 136. Numbers 1 through 9, and it says, Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by his wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretcheth out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, number 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the readers, and the seekers of his word. I want to say this before we play this song and before we get into our prayer session, because this is serious business. For those of you who have been with the Love Lift Jesus Ministry or the Africa Love Show, I was listening to some songs, and I said, you know, Lord, I said, I do not sing, but I am so attracted to music. I am very attracted to music. And the Lord, revelation of God says, it doesn't matter how you sing. He says, as long as your praise is for real, he says that you can get a breakthrough. So I am going to challenge myself to stop or discontinue saying, I can't sing, and I really can't, but God didn't call me to sing. But God says, as long as you're doing it from your heart, he says, when you get on the ministry, if it's from your heart, if you get on the platform, if it's from your heart and it's to glorify God, God hears that. He says, and he blesses you with a double portion. So let's not concentrate on anything else but praising God. This is serious business. God says this is serious. When we go before God, it's serious. This is nothing to play with. This is nothing to laugh about. This is serious business when we are of the business of God, the kingdom of God. And so I'm going to tell you this. This is AfricaLoveShow.com. God has, oh, I was about to say ordained, Lord Jesus. God has given me permission to oversee this particular ministry. So I want to tell you right now, if you want to sing, if you want to praise God with the music, do so. Get your praise on. Get your blessing. Don't leave this ministry without your blessing. If you're going to listen to the ministry, you might as well receive your blessing. The first song we're going to listen to is entitled, I Really Love the Lord, by the Reverend Charles Nix Jr. and the St. James Choir. We're going to listen to this song, and I want you to think about the words, because we have to know that we really know that we really love the Lord. We don't just love the Lord because he's blessed us to step on like five platforms just today. We don't just love the Lord because he put a little change in our pocket. We don't just love the Lord because he's blessing us and helping us and keeping us safe. We love the Lord because of who he is. I love you, Lord, because you died on the cross. I love you, Lord, because you gave your only begotten son. I love you, Lord, because you protect me each and every day. I love you, Lord, because you are my Father in heaven. And so when we listen to this song entitled, I Really Love the Lord, I want you to think about how much you really love the Lord. If you want to sing with this song, do so. God says that your voice is not going to keep you out of heaven, and it's not going to put you in heaven. Amen? So let's not focus on voice, because God didn't call some of us to be professional singers. He called us to minister and give the word and save souls. Let's focus on the word of God, and let's focus on worshiping God. Whatever it is that's hindering you, whether it's a cell phone, a television, whatever it is, put it away. Put it away for at least 2 hours. Now, this ministry may not last 2 hours, but I guarantee you each second of this ministry is very important. Each second of this ministry is a blessing because God is over this ministry. So whatever it is that's hindering you, whether it's your mind, that you're thinking about something that happened today, somebody made you mad the other day, whatever it is, let it go. We're getting ready to praise God. And I'm going to turn off the lights because I want to focus on God, because when I pray, I want to cover everybody, because God is getting ready to move in a mighty way. He's getting ready to, his power is getting ready to come to those who are powerless. His strength is getting ready to come to those who are weak. His wisdom is getting ready to come to those who lack knowledge. His word is getting ready to come to those who cannot hear. His vision is getting ready to come to those who cannot see. God is getting ready to do some great things in our lives, and we have to be ready. I have to prepare you. And God says it is coming quickly, and we have to be ready just today. And I can testify that those needs and wants are working just today. God has blessed me to step on five different platforms. None of this was planned. Nobody knew that anybody was contacting me. 5 different platforms. That's my testimony. And it's not because of me. It's because of God. It's because we're being faithful unto God. We're believing. I believe that God can do everything. I believe that God can carry this ministry all over the world. I believe that I can speak to people from all over the world. I believe that, and I receive that. And so I need you as well to continue to believe that God can do everything but fail. But we're going to play this song, I Really Love the Lord. And I don't want you to worry about voice, because you're going to hear me, because I really do love the Lord. And I thank God for what he's doing in my life, in my family's life, in my friend's life. I thank God so much. And so I'm going to praise God. I don't have time to sit up here and try to take voice lessons. That's not the purpose. The purpose is to praise God. Amen. And that's what we're going to do on the AfritaLoveShow.com. So we're going to listen to I Really Love the Lord. Amen. And I want to thank you so much for tuning in. And I know that you're going to receive your blessing because you're listening to the Word of God and because you've been obedient unto our Father. You're listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com. This is your host, Dr. Afrita. Look.
I love you. Don't know what he's done for me.
The Lord. And you know what? At this particular time, as long as your praise is for real, God hears you, and God says that, you know what? Your voice is not going to get you to heaven, and it's definitely not going to get you to hell. Amen? And so you just sing for the Lord, and you sing his praises, and continue to magnify God, and he shall give you the increase and the desires of your heart. We're getting ready to pray unto God on tonight at 10:51. Amen. I feel like this is New Year's. God says that new things are coming in our lives, new blessings, new grace, new mercy is coming in our lives. And so we're getting ready to pray unto God, and we're going to listen to a particular song, The Center of My Joy, because God is always the center of our joy. At this particular time, I want you to get into your praying position, whatever that is. This is something serious, so if you're not serious, then I would asked or encourage you not to participate. But if you're serious and you really believe that God has your breakthrough, you really believe that God can open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, you really believe that God can give you power when you're weak, you really believe that God can give you a vision when you can't see your way out, you really believe that God can be the sunshine in your rain, if you believe that, then you're at the right place. Amen. And we're going to pray unto God with the power of God, and we're going to be sincere and mature about praying and believing God for what he says. Amen. And so you get into your praying position, and I know, I understand. Bless you. Put your hand on your chest. I totally understand. God is right there. God is not somewhere up high looking low, or somewhere looking low looking up high. God is with you. Amen. He says, I will never what, leave you nor forsake you. Put your hand on your chest. Whatever you're going through, put your hand on your chest. If you're in bed and you have a pillow, or if you're in bed and you just put your head down and envision that you are in the arms of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ with your hand on your chest, God will take care of you. Amen. Whatever position that you're in, literally and figuratively, whatever position that you're in, God can bring you out. Amen. God can bring you out. And so we're going to pray unto God. There are many people who have inboxed. There are some people, bless you, some people that says they need prayer. They don't know what for. There are some people who are lost. There are some people who are struggling. There are some people who are in a crisis. There are some people who need a breakthrough. There are some people who have just lost their children. There are some people who have lost something important to them. Amen. There are some people who don't even know God, but they feel a void, and they're ready for that void to be filled. Bless God. Amen. And so put your hand on your chest, and we're getting ready. We're getting ready to pray unto our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord, in the most humble manner that we know how, Lord. We come as an empty cup ready to be filled, Lord. We come with our hands extended, Lord, surrendering unto you, Lord. Well, however you want to use us, Lord, we are here. Lord, we ask that you bless our eyes to see the vision that you have written for us. We ask that you bless our mouth to continue to magnify your name. We ask that you bless our hands to be about your service of healing and delivering and setting free. We ask that everything that we touch be successful. Thank you, Jesus. Then, Lord, we ask that you bless our feet, Lord, to walk in the right direction and to continue to move toward the destiny, Lord. Then, Lord, we come to you, Lord, not just in the spirit of ask, but in the spirit of thanksgiving, Lord. We thank you for blessing those who are in the hospitals, Lord. We thank you for blessing those who are out of the hospitals and those who are thinking about going in, Lord. And Lord, we understand that there are people who are in bereavement, Lord. There are people who are missing someone or something, Lord. And they're in sorrow and they feel like there's no hope for tomorrow. But I know a God that is able to deliver and set free. I know a God who is bigger than any problem or situation, Lord. And we ask in the name of Jesus, would you comfort whoever may have lost something or someone, Heavenly Father? Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you wipe away tears and would you bless everyone to get a good night's rest? Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask, would you bless those who say, pray for me? Would you bless those who need a touch from you, Heavenly Father? Then, Lord, if there's some healing that needs to take place, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you stir up the atmosphere and heal? Then, Lord, we ask, would you continue to bless the people of God who you've chosen and given a word to? Would you help us to continue to magnify you and glorify you and continue to give the word so that the people may hear, Lord? Then, Lord, we ask, would you help us to be ambassadors, help us to be great leaders for whatever you help us or bless us to oversee? Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to crown our heads from the top all the way to the sole of our feet? If there's anything in our hearts that's not like you, we ask, would it be removed? Then, Lord, we have our own inner struggles, Lord, and we ask in the name of Jesus, would you give us strength to overpower anything that's weakening us or that is making us weak, Lord? Lord, we ask, would you bless the youth all over this land and country? Would you bless their parents and their grandparents and their ancestors and their sisters and their brothers? And would you bless each person, Lord? Because we all need prayer. Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless this ministry to be whatever you would have it to be? We thank you, Lord, for the word. We thank you for the invites and the platforms. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless us to go places where we can magnify who you are and where we can share our wisdom and knowledge for the people, Lord? Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, as we prepare to receive our breakthrough, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you help us to be able to serve others, Lord? Bless us to serve in our communities and in our churches. And then, Lord, bless us to understand that we must love you, Lord, because as you give it, you can also take it away. Lord, we thank you for blessing us as we traveled up these dangerous streets and byways. We thank you that you kept us each hour today, Lord, because you didn't have to, but you did. Then, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for those who say, pray for me. We thank you for those who do not know you, Lord, and we ask that they turn from their wicked ways. Then, Lord, we ask, would you just help us, Lord, to continue to work while it's day, because when night cometh, no one is able to work. Lord, we bless your holy name and we praise you, Lord. And Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, starting Wednesday, Lord, would you bless us, Lord Jesus? Everything that we touch, Lord, bless it to be a success, Lord. We ask, would you continue to anoint us from the top to the bottom, Lord? We ask, Heavenly Father, would you give us understanding and wisdom that surpasses each and everything. Lord, if there's someone who is filled with anxiety, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless them, Lord Jesus, in a mighty way to be able to rest tonight, Lord. If there's someone who is in a storm, Lord, we ask, would you tell peace to be still like you told Moses to tell Pharaoh to let the people go. If there's anyone who's held in bondage, if they're depressed, Lord, have mercy on their souls, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you lift up their heads, Lord, and would you bless them, Lord? We ask in the name of Jesus, would you help them to look unto the hills from which cometh all of their help, and all of their help comes from you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you for what's to come. We thank you for what has been, Lord. And we say, bless your holy name, Lord, the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the rich word of God. We thank you for the people that you're going to send. We thank you for the people who's listening. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless each person who's on the line, Lord? Would you bless each person who's listening, whether it's in a nursing home, Lord? Oh, my God, whether it's in the house, Heavenly Father, whether they're on their jobs working the midnight shift, we thank you, Lord. And we ask, would each person be blessed from the top of their head to the sole of their feet? Would you bless their families and their children and their children's children, Heavenly Father? We thank you, Lord, in advance for advanced praises, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for helping us and keeping us, Lord. And then, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, we ask that we never be relinquished out of your sight, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for what's to come, Heavenly Father. We already claim it in the name of Jesus, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Hey, amen.
Jesus,
amen. That was, oh, how excellent, by Mr. Walt Whitman. Amen. Amen. And praise God. Amen. Ooh, catch my breath. Praise God. Jesus. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you so much for tuning in to our Praying with Love and Power. I'm going to tell you this as the Lord has revealed. It's time now that we stop playing church and we get serious. God is getting ready to move many people into their destiny. I'm telling you, I'm a living witness. He set me up on 5 platforms from last night until today. And make no mistake that God wants to be magnified. He wants to be glorified. Amen. He wants to be promoted. And so when you come on the ministry, whatever ministry it is, or when you're at church, everything is sincere because we're in the presence of God. And I want you to always be ready because you never know when God is going to call your name for whatever reason. You don't know. We don't know. But what I do know is that God promised that he is going to see us through. He promised breakthroughs. And the reason why we changed our prayer from yesterday, or from the reason why we changed our prayer day till today, is because God says you have to prepare the people, you have to prepare yourself. Because when you're speaking to people and people invite you, right, especially when you have a word from God, or God has recommended you, or God has revealed you unto people, you have to go in the name of Jesus. You have to be ready. And so God says he has covered us. Each person who's on the line, those who are going to listen, he has covered us. I guarantee you the way that you're going to know that all of this is real and this is not a fairy tale, it's not make-believe, first of all, is because of the testimony I just gave you. God has set this ministry up on 5 platforms just today, okay? Number 2, you will know because it's going to happen in your life, right? And so we have to be covered before we can receive, right? We have to be covered by God so that we can continue to walk into the will. God says this is a very fragile time for those of us who are in the season, because it's so easy to get off track because you listen to negativity or there's something negative going on and you feed into the negativity. But God says keep your focus and stay on track and he will see us through. Amen? Amen. So I want you to think about that as you go throughout your week. This is going to be a great week for many people. Great week for many people. And God says the sun is going to shine. And he says every day it's not going to be rain. He says it has to shine. The sun has to shine. Amen. Amen. Now, this is the point where, of course, I always let you know that you can accept or reject our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you accept our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you say, Lord, I accept you into my life. I want you to come into my life. I want you to have power over my life. As a matter of fact, God says that this needs to be, or we need to be renewed daily. So I want you to put your hand on your chest and say, Lord, I surrender unto you everything that I have, everything that I want it to be. I surrender. I give you everything. I give you everything, just like that rich king was asked to give away all of his possessions. I give you everything. I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I give you my mind. I give you my ears. I want them keen to hear your voice. I give you my mouth. I want to give your praises through the word of God. The anointing of the feet. I want to walk in your way. I want to follow you like the disciples. I want to learn from you. I want you to be my teacher and I to be your student. When I get on platforms, I want people to see you and not me. When I get on platforms for education, I want people to see the value of children. And I want you to make it personal and just surrender unto God. You don't need to fight. You don't need to run away from God, because God is not going to chase you. God doesn't have to chase us. Amen? So when people say I was running away from God, I say, what do you mean you was running away from God? You don't have to chase God. Or God doesn't have to chase you. And so I want you guys to understand and recognize that it's very important that we accept our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're going to need the Lord before he needs us. We're going to need our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And this is the day and the hour in which we should accept our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. because he is worthy. He is worthy to be praised. Amen? Amen. Praise God. All right. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the AfroDLoveShow.com, also known as the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. And I am your host, Dr. Afrida Love. We have a few announcements to make. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and your friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/FridaLove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or you can also go to the AfridaLoveShow.com and click on Love Radio, AfridaLoveShow.com, and click on Love Radio, and whoop, there it is. You'll be right there at the radio station. If you want to follow the radio station, all you have to do when you click on Love Radio is look up under my picture, and there's a follow button. All you have to do is press it. It's going to ask for your first and last name, and you will receive email updates on when the ministry will air. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actresses, entertainers, journalists, media, anyone with a positive message, please, please, please Facebook Afrida Love at AlFredaLove or FredaLove, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry. I would love, love, love to interview you as well. Make sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for them, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know. The prayer of the righteous avails much. In addition to that, make sure you grab your calendars. Grab your calendars. Hurry, 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 and grab your calendars. We're going to reiterate some of these events. But Sister Yolanda Adams is having an event. And her event kicks off, I believe, on Thursday, and it's a free event, and it's in Houston, Texas. If you look at my website under stellargospelmusic.com and go to events, you will see Sister Yolanda Adams' flyer. If you're in the Houston, Texas area, please get out there on Thursday and Friday. I believe it's during the a.m. times when everybody's at work, praise God. If you get out there, or if you live in Houston, and if you're retired, if you're off on Thursday and Friday, you know, go out and support this gospel event. It's going to be a great event. It's free. And go out there and support these gospel artists. You will not be disappointed. You will not be disappointed. So be sure to do that. Then on Friday, Sister Kim Burrell is kicking off her love night. And so be sure, if you're in the Houston area, right, you just happen to be going to Houston for whatever reason, then stop by. Sister Kim Burrell is having an event, and so check out the flyer on my webpage. And that's what's going on this week. Then Saturday, the one and only prophetess, Cindy Trim, will be in Big Austin, Texas. Everybody knows Sister Cindy Trim. She's the one with the power of the Lord. She can preach. She can teach. I mean, she's excellent. She can pray. Sister Cindy Trim will be in the house in Austin, Texas. Y'all go out and support her. I'm still trying to figure out how I'm going to be able to see her on Saturday when I'm coming from Houston, God's will, on Friday. Amen. Praise God. But we're going to make something happen. So be sure to go out and support her. Then come on Sunday, God's will, to the AfridaLoveShow.com, because God is going to give me something to say. Amen. Amen. So we have a power-packed week. And then, on top of that, we have a guest. And our guest is a renowned author, and she's coming on Thursday. On Thursday on the AfridaLoveShow.com. So be sure to support her. Be sure to support her book. She's known all over the world. So be sure to come on to the Afrida Love Show on Thursday, God's willing. I will put the time as well. So there are a lot of events that you need to put on your calendar for this week. Amen. Praise God. Put those events on your calendar. Put them on your calendar. Amen. Praise God. All right. In addition to that, I have a couple of websites that God has blessed us with. If you go to afrida.hubpages.com, what you will find is you will find many articles. You will find a few articles, okay? And afrida.hubpages.com. And in these particular articles, which I need to write more, you will find in the spotlight, fashion models and television and TV shows. You will find all of that. Be sure to read those two articles and let me know how you like them. Amen. Praise God. Then go to the AlfredaLoveShow.com. AlfredaLoveShow.com. You will hear some music. This is the website. And you will hear some music here just shortly. Okay? And on this website, you will see two gospel artists that I'm working with. So if you have anything with film or gospel, or you have some events and you need gospel music, let us know and we'll work out something. If you click on either one of these young ladies' buttons, you will find their websites and you will find their music as well. Please, then there's Love Radio. If you click on Love Radio, woof, there it is. You will be right in the studio, okay, where the radio station is. You will be in the studio where the radio station is. Amen. And right now we're live, of course. Yes, we're live. And if you want to follow the ministry, as I said before, all you have to do is press the follow button. That's all you have to do. You have to just press the follow button and whoop, there it is. Amen. Amen. Then we have about the venue. As you all know, that this is a radio station, so it's everywhere. It's international, and we want all of your friends to check out the AlfredaLoveShow.com as well as the StellarGospelMusic.com, and we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. But this is an international radio station. We play gospel music, and most of all, we communicate about different events. And here's some upcoming events. Of course, the Stellar Awards from February 18th through the 20th. Okay, and then be sure to connect with me on Facebook, Alfreda Love, AlfredaLove, or email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to interview artists, cover events, speak, or know about any opportunities in the entertainment world. And so we're going to talk about that a little bit later, probably tomorrow, God's will. But be sure to connect with me, all right? Location and contact, once again, we're online. If you want to contact me, this is the form to contact me. And my email as well. Okay, gospel artists in the industry. These are only some of the gospel artists. Make sure you check out Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford Music.com and LaShawnMclemore.com. As well as these other artists, please support what they're doing. Support any type of reality shows that they have. We thank you so much. Then if we go to links, all right, here are several links. Of course, there is Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford, Minister LaShawn McLemore again. Then the radio station, you click on it, whoop, there it is, you're right there in the studio. Then Love's Comedy and Entertainment, that's a fan page. So if you want to have updates and if you want to like that page, go ahead. Then we have a LinkedIn page right here. This is the other business page in which I connect with many different individuals. We have our LinkedIn page. And so all you have to do is basically type in, let me do this right now. Type in Alfreda Love and you will find me. Hey man, seek and you shall find. So that's all you have to do is type that in and I will be right there, okay? And I will answer your many requests as well. All right? Okay, let's go back here. Let's see what we're doing. Let me go back. Let me go back again. My computer. Okay, let me go back one more time. Okay, here we go. Okay, so those are the links. Then, of course, meet gospel artist Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. If you stay on this page long enough, you will hear her music. And this is her bio. And so this is Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. Then, of course, meet radio host Dr. Alfreda Love. All right? And as you know, I will have a calendar because I'm going to speak at several events. God has opened up some doors, and I'm going to speak several events, some church events, some educational events. So I will let you know as time progresses. Be sure to continue to share this page with your family and your friends. And if you need speakers, just let me know and Jesus can work that out too. Amen. Amen. Love's Author Corner. This particular page is filled with authors from education to dating to business. So please be sure to tap into that. Of course, health and human performance, that holds true. Entertainment and television, here are some of the entertainers that we all see, so be sure to support them as well. R&B, here are some R&B artists, we're going to add more. Meet artist LaShawn D. McLemore, okay, and if you stay on this page long enough, you will hear her music. And then, of course, I have community engagement, and here this is one picture, but I'm going to add several more pictures, okay? So be sure to check out this page and enjoy it and interact and let me know what you think and you know, if you have any gospel artists, please send them my way. Okay, now, as you know, a few weeks ago I told you that I was going to make our starringteachers.com website into a gospel radio station, and it has happened already. So if you go to Stellar, StellarGospelMusic.com, then you will find our new website. What I'm working on now is creating an app where I can make this into a radio station. Like, this will be the radio station hub. I'm going to make it into a radio station. And we're going to have commercials, and I'm going to run the radio station at certain times and things of that nature. Okay? But for the most part, the radio station will run itself because I'm going to set it like that. Okay? And I'm going to have commercials and things of that nature, advertisements, and it's going to be a real radio station. Okay? The About Us, if you want to know a little bit about the host and if you want to hear some of the different shows, these are some of the samples. All you have to do is just click. That's it. Just click on the different shows, and you will be able to hear the different shows. For the Contact Us, I have not finished that yet, but the form will look like this. I'm going to format this form, and so we're going to change the form. Okay? Services, there are many services. I have speaking services. I have gospel artists management services. I have tutoring services. And so there are many different services that I provide. Then church events around the world. Here are some of the events we have. Sister Yolanda Adams with the 10-year celebration, February 11th through the 12th at Abundant Life Cathedral at 11230 Harwin Drive, Houston, Texas. This is her anniversary concert, Thursday, February 11th at 6:30 to 8:30. She has many special performances. Then the Yolanda Adams Morning Show Live, man, Friday, February 12th from 5 a.m. to 9. Both events are free. Praise God. Be sure to go out and support Yolanda Adams. Amen. Then that night, Sister Kim Burrell is having a party, and it's called Love Night. And the place is the Heights Villa. And so she has her flyer here. So be sure to support Sister Kim Burrell. I believe her event kicks off at 7 o'clock p.m. Then we have the GMWA Corpus Christi Bay Area Chapter Presents. You have a little bit more time with this. The Black History Musical featuring our own Sister Shantae Stewart. And this is February 27th. And there are going to be many other guests and singers there as well. Please support. Then we have the J. Spivey Productions Gigantic Gospel Concert. Praise God. This is going to happen in Big D. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm on the radio. Dallas, Texas. At Friendship West Baptist Church on Saturday, April 9th. Amen. Be sure to come. I want to service media. Be sure to come and support these gospel artists. And if your gospel artist has an event, be sure to send it to emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you have any events coming up, if you need speakers, I said, Lord, I'm available. I'm available. And I've said yes to each person who's asked me to speak. I've said yes because God has opened those doors. And so be sure to get ready because God is doing some great things in our lives. Amen. So check out those church events and support these gospel artists. Amen. Support them because they really help our souls and minister unto our souls. Now, tomorrow, gospel, we're going to have our top 10 Billboard gospel artists on the ourfreetoloveshow.com. Okay, so be sure to come back, and it's going to be that night because, as you all know, we have prayer service and things of that nature. So it's going to be that night, so keep checking the website. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the ourfreetoloveshow.com. Be sure to check out those different websites and email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. If your artist is having something, or if you're an artist and you have an event, or if you are an event planner and you need speakers, I'm here, all right? And so please be sure to connect with me. You can catch me on Facebook at ALFREDALOVE. Please be sure and plan to come back on tomorrow, Gus Will. Bring someone with you. Call them on three-way, four-way, whatever you have to do, bring someone with you because I would love, love, love to have more people come and listen and get blessed. Listen to the word of God. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. Ministry, featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.